University researchers are studying pennycress use for farmers. David Sparks, Idaho Agribusiness Today. Researchers at Washington State University are taking part in a multi-institutional, nearly $13 million project on pennycress. Karen Sanguine with WSU's Department of Crop and Soil Sciences says it's a common weed that isn't suitable for human consumption, but that doesn't mean it's worthless.
We're trying to look to see if pennycress could be a suitable cover crop and winter annual in cropping systems in the Pacific Northwest. It's been shown to be very good for soil health and disease suppression, water moisture, and it's very flooding tolerant and freezing tolerant.
She noted the crop could also be used for biofuels or jet fuel as well. Sanguine says it's very similar to canola and with gene modification could be made even more so.
One of the goals of the research is to look at adaptation in local environments so that we can pick lines and varieties and genetic variants that perform well in dryland cropping systems. And it might not be suitable for the very low rainfall zone. So we're really testing it more in the intermediate rainfall zones because it does need a certain amount of moisture in order to germinate and emerge.
Pennycress has been shown to be beneficial to growers in the Midwest, which could be a good sign for Northwest growers. WSU is working with 8 other universities or research entities on the project. David Sparks, in association with the Ag Information Network.